Proclamation number 4581 of 8th of March, 1949. Food and drink for the soul. Bread of heaven. The bread of heaven is offered to you, which cannot be handed to you more deliciously, for my love itself has prepared it for you and distributes it to you as it is digestible for you, as you are receptive for the food which shall serve as nourishment for your soul. The fact that you need nourishment to help you mature is something I have to present to you again and again so that you don't neglect to take it in. Yet the form in which I administer it to you depends on how you utilize the spiritual nourishment, for whatever you receive you must not let lie idle but use it for your ascent development. You cannot accomplish any work if you lack strength, and thus you must also be strengthened in order to carry out the most important work, the transformation of your soul. And I want to give you this strengthening by offering you the bread of heaven. Your body demands food and drink every day, and you'll not deny it what it needs for sustenance. Your soul indeed also admonishes you about it, yet it only quietly and modestly makes the request so that you usually ignore it and neglect the soul in order to provide for the body all the more abundantly. And thus I myself come to its aid. I want to give it food and drink but need your consent that you turn to the soul, that you therefore also use the gift which comes from above according to its purpose. Then it will constantly receive nourishment and experience strengthening which will do it unspeakable good, through which it will mature and reach the aim set for it during its earthly life. What I offer you from above cannot be replaced by earthly food, just as no food of the body can nourish the soul, for the soul is something spiritual and also requires spiritual substances as nourishment which cannot be supplied to it through earthly food. I myself must feed it and it can always be my guest. I will never give it meagerly. But I cannot give it anything if the human being desires nothing, if he does not pay attention to a delicious gift from above. And therefore the human beings will ease required to accept the nourishment for his soul from my hand. The spiritual nourishment, the bread of heaven, has to be requested, and if the desire for it exists my gift will also be used correctly. I certainly call everyone to my table in order to give him food and drink, yet I demand hunger and thirst so that my gift of love will be received with desire and gratitude and draw strength from the soul so that it can develop spiritually and change into a being which resembles me, so that I can unite myself with it and it will be eternally blissful. Amen.